Good morning, Saints fans. Greetings from team headquarters in Metairie, where this morning a wide-ranging press conference was held by Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis. With John Shazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Welcome into our post-press conference coverage, if you will, of a press conference that lasted about 31 minutes, John. Covered a number of topics, including some items that are, frankly, in the news right now with regard to the New Orleans Saints. First, with regard to coaching staff changes, no announcements made by the Saints today. That process, according to Mickey Loomis, John, is ongoing.
Hey, exactly. And when an announcement comes, they'll announce it as a team. But unfortunately for fans, I know you have a lot of questions. But, you know, nothing has been solidified as far as the staff or anything with Coach Payton or Mickey Loomis. So they'll tell you at the appropriate time.
And, of course, fresh news, of course, regarding outside linebacker Junior Gallette, who was arrested yesterday in Kenner on charges of simple battery, domestic violence. Those processes now, according to GM Mickey Loomis, are well underway. In fact, that Junior has spoken to the director of team security. The process is underway with regard to the NFL, and the team has made formal notification to the NFL to begin that entire process.
Yeah, the legal process has to play out, and also the league has its personal conduct policy that has to go into effect, so the team basically can sit back and allow that process to play out, and then if anything needs to be done by the team, the franchise can take care of it at that appropriate time.
Yeah, that is the pertinent news at the moment, but obviously that's an ongoing situation for the Saints. You know, frankly, it seems like, you know, whether it be the coaching staff changes or the fact that there's a bad taste in the mouths of all in the organization about the 7-9 season, you get, frankly, the impression from Mr. Loomis that this is a deep dive right now by this franchise, maybe more wide-ranging than they've seen in their tenure here under Mr. Benson.
Well, this team isn't accustomed to not having success. And so really top to bottom, he said, you know, Mickey Loomis says, beginning with him and Sean Payton and on down the line, all the way to the bottom, wherever the bottom is, they're going to evaluate everything, see if the process is what they want it to be, evaluate who's doing what and whether or not that person is doing it correctly. So they're going to start with themselves and work their way throughout the organization.
Speaking of head coach Sean Payton, it was interesting. Mickey Loomis did address his ongoing relationship with Payton, which has now reached a decade long. Interesting thoughts there. I think frank conversation about how those two work together.
Yeah, it was interesting from the standpoint of, he said, look, we don't agree all the time. You know, there are times where we disagree. You know, we might argue a little bit, but obviously at the end of the day, they want to end up on the same page. But they're not always on the same page at every critical situation. And so they have frank discussions with one another in terms of what Coach Payton is doing in his job and what and Mickey Loomis is doing in his job. So those guys are frank with one another. They've been around one another long enough to where they can have those type of conversations.
In the world of behind the scenes, of course, Ryan Pace is a big piece of what the New Orleans Saints do. His name has been in the news as well with some GM vacancies around the NFL. Mickey also talked today about what Ryan Pace is not only to this organization, but perhaps what he may be to someone else as well.
Yeah, he won't be stymied in terms of looking at other jobs. If teams want to speak to him, they're going to give him permission to speak with other teams, and it'll be up to Ryan whether or not he wants to interview, and if that team decides to hire him, obviously it'll be a chance for advancement. He has earned those opportunities for the work he's done with the Saints, and the Saints aren't going to hold him back.
All right, so with that, the quote was made today from Mickey Loomis, 7-9 isn't acceptable for us, and that pretty much was really the driving theme behind this entire press conference. What else, though, did stick out to you? I think we've covered probably the news items, if you will, but was there a certain tone or another topic that came up that maybe you didn't expect or were glad was addressed today?
Well, I think everything was pretty much routine. I mean, you know, but there is a sense of disappointment. They expected more out of this team, and because the team didn't perform to the level that they expected, they're going to reevaluate everything. I don't care what it is. They're going to go down the list. They have a checklist. They're going to go through everything and be pretty thorough about it. And there are going to be some things that have to change. Obviously, Mickey Loomis said, look, we're 7-9, so something didn't go right. We can stand some changes, and those changes will be implemented.
All right, as far as the atmosphere in the room, it was full. There was a lot of media members, not only from, of course, New Orleans, but across Southeast Louisiana and nationally, too, asking a lot of questions that not necessarily could be answered today because of that ongoing process. But I think most of the things that the media was looking to have at least answered were at least talked about. They may have not got the answer they were looking for, but certainly all those topics were on the table today.
Well, exactly. And I mean, that's what the general manager does. He comes, he stands in front of the crowd, he takes the shots, he answers the questions. And if he can't answer the questions, obviously he will. But some of those things, as he speaks, are ongoing in the process. And you don't want to be premature in the answers when the process is ongoing.
Yeah, and of course, that process is now underway, probably earlier than anyone wanted. At 7-9, you don't make the playoffs. And so these questions and these processes are earlier in January than perhaps the Saints had envisioned some time ago. And there was one more thing. I think that there was a question that said, well, what if you had finished 8-8? What if you had made the playoffs? How would that have changed this process? I think maybe just the timing of the process was the only thing that probably would have changed here.
Yeah, really, if you're 12-4, if you're 13-3, there still is an evaluation process. Now, obviously, you don't think as many things are incorrect if you have a winning record and if you win the division and if you're the 1 or 2 seed. However, there still is an evaluation process. You have to be frank with yourselves. You can't believe that everything is good just because you have a winning record. The eye becomes a little bit more critical when you don't have a winning record.
All right, so the most immediate takeaways today. No announcements on any coaching staff changes at the moment. Those will come in due time when the evaluation process is finally finished. And the incident regarding Junior Gallette, that process is underway and will probably be a long, painstaking one that takes a lot of steps through a lot of different entities, including the National Football League. Other than that, pretty much you know what we know. And the last thing that was, I guess we should point out that the salary cap issue, or at least the reporting of where the Saints are with the salary cap, was touched upon a little bit by Mickey Loomis today. I would say that maybe the tone of his answer was, maybe not as bad as you think. We might even be, and this is to quote him, we might even be better off than we were a year ago.
Well, it was kind of one of those old, you know, I have to reference Jim Moore. You think you know, but you don't. So, you know, it's not quite as dire as it might seem. He says there are mechanisms in contracts that really make it not as bad as it would look on paper. And also, this organization has dealt with those issues for the last 3, 4, 5 years. They understand the salary cap process as well as anyone. So never fear when you think these guys are over the cap and they have, you know, little to do. Last year, everyone said they were pressed up against the cap. Come out with Jairus Byrd. The year before, they come out with Keenan Lewis in free agency. So this team understands how to deal with the salary cap.
All right, at 7-9, obviously the work is already underway. Now 10 days into the process and a long, long way to go. Today was just another step in the Saints getting things right and hoping for a better campaign in 2015. With John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. We'll see you next time right here on NewOrleansSaints.com.